My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is imperative today. We really don't have much of a choice. We have a lot of things coming at us and at a much younger age. What does that leave us with? Well, maybe hopefully an awareness and maybe a little bit more prevention and maybe a little bit more listening to our bodies along the way and maybe just being a little bit better to ourselves. All the above, I think, would actually put us in a healthier place. Every day here on the show, I bring you the best guest in the industry, as well as talking about the relevant topics for today's world. The things we need to talk about because they're either something we're dealing with, worried about, or something we're already, you know, experiencing, or someone we know is, and we want to learn more and maybe prepare ourselves and, you know, have a little bit more of the information on the alternatives and complements that are available, and maybe just enlighten ourselves and educate with more good information that might just give us a better fighting chance at some of the things coming our way. Tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage for on-demand downloads anytime it's convenient for you. Just go to drjeffreyburke.com and click on the archive icon. Download the shows that you want to listen to. Like I said, when your schedule, when it's good for you. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes great sense. When you are getting healthy, you need someone to give you good information. Because you know what happens when we try to do it on our own. We do half the amount of research, we ask no questions, and we end up shaking our head and throwing our hands in the air 3 months later when we might have been heading down the wrong road, but we didn't even take a time to do our homework like we should. Going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store is homework every time you go because you have a steady stream of amazing, knowledgeable people that can answer questions, give you a little bit more guidance, points you in the right direction, and make sure you're not wasting your time, your energy, or your money going down the wrong road. They are really good at what they do, and they're so knowledgeable and passionate, but at the same time educated to make sure that you're really getting what you need out of your supplementation. They only carry the best of the best, and they've been doing that for a long time, as they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Head to the store, stop by the store Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to go to their webpage. It is another tool for you to use for great information. It will allow you to go layer by layer information there on things you already may be using or know about, and also tons of information on maybe things you've been wondering about. Also, because it's an industry-based site, on the homepage there are articles that change all the time. So when you go there, take a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, read those articles, because every bit of that information is relevant for today. And as they change those articles, they're always up-to-date information right on the homepage. Also, enter your email address and you'll start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff. And of course, like their Facebook page, because that will keep you daily connected to them as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from New Chapter. Karina Toledo is back with us today. Karina earned her BS in health innovation and has studied herbalism and holistic medicine for over 20 years, with over 12 years of experience working for New Chapter, 8 years prior in health food stores. She brings a wealth of knowledge of the natural products industry and supplementation, and I'm sure she'll tell you, just like I do, it's ever-changing. So continually learning and relearning and updating our memory banks is something that we have to do all the time. So help me welcome my guests. Hello there.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being back again. It's always fun to be able to chat with you, and people love listening to you because they send a lot of questions your way. And, you know, it's always fun because we're able to kind of hit more than one topic. And I think that's always fun.
Absolutely. This is a moving target. You know, health is definitely whole body, needs to address the whole system and the whole body, and so many of our products do that. So excited to talk about them today.
You know, this first letter that came in was kind of interesting, and I wonder how many people are in this predicament. It says that after using my pain meds for a few years, my liver enzymes were basically out of control. My pain management doctor just took me off them, gave me not too much in the advice category, said to maybe try something natural or try some analgesics, and that was it after working with him for over 5 years. Now, on the way out, the nurse stopped me and said, you may want to go to Stay Healthy. That's where I shop. Talk to them about Zyflamen and Bone Strength. Those are things that I use because I used to be on opioids as well. So I went to the store. I now listen to your show, and I've been on them for 6 months, and I feel better than the whole time I was on the pain medication. My question is, can I stay on them? I've been on them now for 6 months. Do I have to go on and off? And that's a good question.
That's a great question. No, you do not have to go on and off. Products like Zyflamen or Bone Strength, they are tonics, which means that you can take them safely every single day. And there's no side effects with Zyflamen. One of the great things I love to talk about with Zyflamen is the side benefits, because there's no side effects with taking it, but the side benefits of the formula is that not only is it addressing pain where you feel it, but it's also addressing inflammation that we don't even know we have. Inflammation, you know, in the joints, we feel because of the nerve endings there, but inflammation in our brain is linked to things like Alzheimer's disease. Inflammation in the heart tissue is a precursor to cardiovascular disease. So inflammation is present in the entire body, whether we feel it or not, and Zyflamen addresses the inflammation in the whole system. Bone Strength is another excellent tool to be on ongoing. A lot of people don't think about calcium being an anti-inflammatory, but the calcium that New Chapter uses is sourced from a red mineral algae that comes from Iceland, and it has clinical research that it also helps relieve joint pain. It's excellent at addressing the root cause of inflammation, a particular gene expression, a marker called NFKB. So the combination of them is excellent long-term.
You know, I think one of the things that people notice a lot about this combination is that it's giving the body the tools that it needs. And I'll be one of the first to say that nutritional supplementation is amazing, but I think all of it falls into the tools category. And if you give your body, these intricate machines, the tools that they need in a form that they can use them in, that are applicable to the situations, your body is going to react in a positive way. Now, if you throw something at it that it's like, I don't need this, I don't know why you're giving me this, obviously you're not going to get results. But today, with inflammatory responses, most doctors will say that a lot of people do have inflammation problems. And, you know, if you don't do something that brings the body closer to that balance, you're going to have a hard time, you know, feeling a difference and actually making a difference.
Exactly. And I love that you use the word tools also, because, you know, the supplements don't heal. The body heals. But we need to help support the body. And that's why people are finding that these herbs and foods and supplements work so incredibly well, because they are in sync with the system, and that our, you know, our ancestors have been using herbs for millennia as a means of healing. And oftentimes, many of us, I think, are facing dis-ease in our bodies today in the United States because we haven't been using these herbs as food. You know, as Hippocrates says, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. And we certainly have, we're not eating the amount of herbs and spices in our diet. We're not eating the quality food that many other cultures have that potentially is the reason why our disease is so prevalent. especially inflammation.
I was just going to say, you know, the thing about it is, you know, there are many different parts of the world where these, like you mentioned, spices and things are just part of their culture. So they're getting a steady stream of this all the time in most of the food that they're eating. I have a friend that lived in China and was in China for a pretty long time. And while he was there, he was like my mom for a while. He thought ketchup was spicy. But, you know, he spent a few years there and started adopting the culture and eating more and more food and more spices. And after a while, he was eating everything full level heat when everybody else was eating. And he said it was remarkable, not only how the food tasted so good, but how his body responded in so many different ways. And he said, I had a hard time wrapping my mind around the spices as a supplement.
Yeah, it's funny because I think, you know, people ask me all the time, it's like, is turmeric safe for, you know, for my kids? And in India, you know, their young kids are eating curry. You know, it's like they're so used to integrating these into the diet. And it is, we're not used to those kind of strong, spicy foods and flavors in this country. And it's really important that we start introducing ourselves to that. You know, obviously, in China and Asian cultures, we see a lot of the ginger and the turmeric. In the Mediterranean cultures, you know, rosemary and oregano, the diet, the combination with those two herbs is incredible for addressing, you know, bacteria, healing the microbiome, of course, addressing inflammation. So it's really important that we just try to reorient our taste buds.
And there is a little training of the taste buds that has to go in, because not all of us, well, people that are raised on, you know, very spicy food, for them, it's just flavor. For us, it's spice. And then once you get used to it, it becomes flavor.
It's taken me a long time, for sure, because I was not raised with a lot of those spicy foods. And I think a lot of people in this country, you know, standard American diet, they eat meat and potatoes, very bland foods. And it's so important to start using different flavors and spices, because I'm a huge fan of supplementation. I think a lot of times people need high concentrations, like New Chapter delivers, you know, in one of our turmeric capsules, you're getting a tablespoon and a half of turmeric powder. But if you can address using these herbs every single day, starting from a young age as a preventative tool, like they do in these other countries, in India, for example, if you're eating turmeric every single day, you don't necessarily need these high concentrations later on because you're using it as a preventative tool. So I definitely think we need to start doing that. I always talk about golden milk, I think, on your show because my kids love it. And it's so easy to make, you know, a little bit of high-quality turmeric powder. I use New Chapter's fermented turmeric because it mixes really well and it offers these unique benefits of fermentation. But if you just heat up a little bit of milk, you can add honey to sweeten it, or you can use, you know, an unsweetened milk and just add in a little bit of that fermented turmeric powder, mix it up, and makes an excellent soothing drink right at night before bed. It does stain, so be aware of that. But my children love it, and I'm so excited that they're getting this turmeric in their diet from such an early age.
This actually just came in now, so I'm going to go ahead and do this one. It says, I use your Every Woman's 55 Plus. I've been using it for a while, and I added in the hair, skin, and nails formula, and it has made a dramatic difference with my hair, my skin, and my nails. My question is, I didn't ask if I could take them together. I just did it. Is that okay?
Yeah, great question. All of New Chapter formulas you can layer, and we design them accordingly. You know, we want to make sure that they're safe to add in, because many people start taking one New Chapter formula and have these amazing results, so they want to add in other parts of the line, and that combination is excellent. Both of those products are really unique because they have our certified organic astaxanthin in there, which is excellent for DNA damage, cardiovascular health, energy, stamina, endurance. It's also natural sunscreen, and the hair, skin, and nails formula has fast become one of my favorite blends, not just because, of course, you know, it's incredible for protecting your skin from sun damage, but also because the reishi in there is excellent for inflammation, anti-aging, immune system response. You know, that formula helps to build collagen. So it's really great for overall aging. And that 55 plus is our only multi that actually includes that in there. So they're great to take together. Keep layering.
Another question just came in along the same line. She says, I had almost the same question. Thank you. I think you just answered it, because I use the Zyflamend and the multiple vitamin together, and my life has changed dramatically. And I've been taking supplements for decades and never felt a combination work so well. So I think you answered my question about being able to take both.
Excellent. I'd love to hear that. And yes, to put in perspective, I take about 10 New Chapter supplements. So kind of the rule of thumb, you know, especially from an herbalist perspective, is that if you're taking something for the same condition, you know, take it all at the same time. If you're taking things for maybe different conditions, you know, spread them out a little bit. So with New Chapter formulas, because there's so many side benefits, it's kind of hard to separate. You know, Zyflamend obviously is incredible for joint pain, but it's also incredible for cardiovascular health. So many of our formulas you really can take all together. But there's certainly nothing wrong with, you know, spreading out the dosage, taking them at different times of day, and certainly adding in other New Chapter products like the Zyflamend and Holmega together, for example. New Chapter makes a wild Alaskan salmon fish oil that has incredible results in combination with Zyflamend. There's a separate science that we talked about a little bit earlier with the bone strength Zyflamend combination that's also an incredible tool for osteoporosis and inflammation-related bone loss. So definitely combining these can have really unique synergistic benefits, meaning they make each other work better.
Okay. Here's another one. It says, I do use your multiple vitamin from New Chapter, but I just had my blood work done and my iron level is low. My doctor recommended a drugstore iron and it ripped me up just like it did when I was a teenager and a young woman. I saw that you do make an iron. Is this easier on your system? Can I take it with my multi that I don't want to give up?
Yeah, great question. Absolutely, you can add it into your multivitamin protocol. New Chapter's iron is whole food fermented iron, so it will not have the constipating effect and the challenges that standard, you know, pharmacopoeia iron has on the system. And most people realize, you know, their doctors recommend standard drugstore iron because that's all they know. They don't realize that there's other options out there. But to really build up the blood and address things like anemia, whole food iron, even though it's a lower milligram amount, can have excellent results. And New Chapter's iron is a very low milligram amount, but because it's a whole food, the bioavailability is so much higher. And it also has a complete B complex in there, which really helps that iron absorb and work better. So that formula, I would highly recommend trying it. It's just iron support, and I think it's only 9 milligrams of iron, but don't be afraid. Just try one, try two a day, and, you know, give it a little bit of time. It's amazing how well that actually works, even in small milligram amounts, because milligrams is not a measurement of potency. You know, and this is a huge confusion in our industry. Milligrams measures weight. It's just how much it weighs. It doesn't measure how well it works, how well it absorbs, or potency. So it's really important to recognize that even though New Chapter formulas are lower milligrams, they're incredibly high potency and high activity.
Okay. Let me see. I use a couple of the New Chapter products, and after my last blood work, it said that my liver enzymes were high. I looked in the line, and they had a product called Life Shield Liver Force. Is this for someone with a liver problem? Is it just to make the liver healthier, or am I going in the wrong direction?
Wow, that's a great question. You know,
yeah.
When liver enzymes are high, there's a lot of different things that
yes.
it can indicate. And, you know, Liver Force is an incredible formula. It's a liver tonic. So, you know, it's safe to take all the time. It definitely helps address, you know, we're not here to cure, treat, diagnose diseases, but it definitely helps address more severe liver damage issues. A lot of these mushrooms have clinical research and historical use for things like hepatitis or chronic liver injury from, say, alcoholism. A lot of these medicinal mushrooms in that formula can actually help regenerate damaged liver tissue, so that's kind of the function, and they really help process toxins. And so, you know, they're helping support liver health and liver function in the body, but if your liver enzymes are high, it's usually an indication that something's going on, that the body's trying to eliminate some toxins. So definitely trying to work with a practitioner to get to the root
Absolutely.
Of that. However, this is a safe product to take. To help really address some of these toxins.
All right. Let me see. I have been using New Chapter Multiple for a while. I am looking now for a prostate formula. I saw a prostate 5LX. I'd like to stay within the same brand. Will this work well, not only for the prostate, to give me better health for the prostate? I know that I have to do exercise. I'm losing weight, drinking water, and doing all the good things. But will it work okay with my multiple? Another familiar question.
Yeah. So New Chapter's prostate 5LX formula is incredible. It's so well researched because the name is kind of confusing, 5LX, but 5LX is an enzyme that's been specifically linked to the growth of abnormal cells in the prostate. And there's a lot of research that when you inhibit this enzyme, you literally, you know, force these abnormal cells into apoptosis, into suicide. So it was actually University of Virginia Cancer Center found in vitro that when you inhibited this enzyme pathway, you were forcing these cells into death. And so it's important to realize that it's an inflammatory enzyme, and prostate health, both, you know, having to get up multiple times a night, swelling and inflammation of the prostate, and also more serious abnormal cell growth in the prostate is linked to inflammation. And so the number one tool in that formula to address prostate health is saw palmetto. But saw palmetto is a really high, it's a berry that has a lot of high fatty parts, a lot of high lipids, as we call them, and it's hard to extract in a way where you can really pull those lipids out properly. So New Chapter does a really unique form of extraction called supercritical, which is basically how high-end essential oils are made. And it's a carbon dioxide extraction that's like a juicer that presses out the oil. And so it's delivering such a high concentration of these oils. So it's a premier way to deliver saw palmetto. So you're getting the active constituents that actually work on these enzyme pathways linked to prostate health. So combine that saw palmetto with other clinically researched herbs like nettle root, which is incredible for supporting free testosterone, which is really a lot about energy and stamina, as well as preventing the conversion of testosterone into DHT, which is linked to, like, you know, male pattern baldness, for example. So that formula is such an excellent both preventative support tool or to address if you're already dealing with prostate issues. That is one of our top-selling formulas, and I recommend it for all men over the age of 30.
So the thing is, it is both a preventive and a healthy medicinal at the same time. So it's just good. It's good for prostate health in general.
Exactly.
That's good to know, because I think a lot of people, especially men, we have a tendency to wait until there's a problem before we decide to use anything. We don't really think as much preventively. And that's just us.
That's very true. My husband is not the best at taking his pills unless he needs them. You know, it's funny because I lay out his vitamins and everything on the table, but the one thing he never forgets to take is his Zyphaline and his turmeric every single day, because he knows he needs them and he feels a difference when he doesn't take them. But it's harder to take preventative tools that we don't necessarily feel like we need yet, right?
All right, here's a good one. It says, Jeff, I've been listening to you for a long time. I've tried a lot of different things over the years, and some I like, some don't work well for me. My friend knows that I'm going through some hormonal problems, and she actually brought me this week a bottle of the Estratone and also Maca. She said that these will work well for me. I'm not really that familiar with this line. She also brought me a multiple vitamin, so I'm going to give it my best and take all of it together. Do you think that I'm heading in the right direction? I'm having hot flashes, and my doctor basically said, deal with it. Welcome to age 47. So here we are, and I'm just wondering if this will give me some relief. That's a good question.
Yeah, great question. And I'm so excited that you found your way into the New Chapter line. One of my all-time favorite products is Estratone. It is such an incredible combination of these phytoestrogens that are safe. They don't stimulate estrogen levels if you don't need it. They don't actually have any estrogenic activity, but they are excellent tools for things like hot flashes, night sweats. Evening primrose oil is one of the major ingredients in there, which is really well researched for inflammation. And of course, you know, hot flashes are linked to inflammation. And one of the challenges when women go into menopause is that estrogen levels decline, and estrogen is anti-inflammatory. And so evening primrose oil really helps to address that missing link. And then again, we talked a little bit earlier just about, you know, extraction methods. And New Chapter, you know, is premier at extracting these oils. So the evening primrose oil in there is a really important component. Black cohosh as well. Black cohosh, chaste tree, both of these are these phytoestrogens that really help to work with your own body to either stimulate estrogenic levels or decrease depending on what you need. You know, a lot of the research and the historical use around chaste tree berry is that it really addresses these mood imbalances, things like bloating, breast tenderness. It's an incredible tool. Chaste tree is also a precursor to progesterone in the body. So you combine that with schisandra and ginger and rosemary in that formula, which are incredible, again, for inflammation. So this is just an overall formula to really help address hormonal support. And then maca is such an excellent adjunct. And maca root is, it's actually eaten like a food, you know, all throughout the Andes, but it's like potato. But it really helps with stamina, energy, endurance, hormone balance. And then there's all this new emerging research that the compounds in maca, dubbed kind of macamides, also really support our endocannabinoid system and stimulate our body's own production of this endocannabinoid called anandamide, which is actually, you know, the name comes from ananda, which means bliss. So it's actually a mood stabilizer. So maca is incredible for mood and energy. So great combination. All I can say is try them. People have amazing results when the line, but, you know, you have to feel the difference.
Because many of these are fermented and many of them are in forms that are very easy to digest, we see a lot of people that maybe in the past have had a history of not being able to assimilate or absorb or digest very well. And, you know, I find that these are very, very easy for the body to recognize as well as enjoy absorbing. Is it better to take them with food or without food? Does it really matter if you are on the digestive compromised situation, maybe with food would be better? Just your thoughts.
Yeah. So definitely digestive issues are rampant in this country. I think a recent survey said 74% of Americans report digestive issues, right? It's probably more like 100%, to be honest. And this is why New Chapter ferments all of our vitamins and minerals, and many of our herbs, like our maca, for example, are also fermented. Fermentation is kind of like a pre-digestion. So it breaks down these products so the body can assimilate and utilize them more easily. Fermentation also does something miraculous to foods in that not only does it make them easier to digest, but it also enhances their antioxidant ability in the body. It creates all these new compounds that actually feed the immune system, are anti-inflammatory, and also help to heal and feed our guts, our microbiome. So any of our vitamins and minerals and fermented herbs are absolutely safe to take on an empty stomach. Many of New Chapter's herbs, however, that are highly concentrated, Zyphelmend, our golden black seed, many of these will say to take with meals. So look at those labels, because each label is a little bit different. Keep in mind that herbs are food, and so, you know, herbs can be taken on an empty stomach. It's just that New Chapter concentrates them so much. They're 100% safe on an empty stomach, but as we mentioned earlier, some people are not used to these spicy flavors. And so on an empty stomach, Zyphelmend can actually create kind of a warming feeling in the stomach for some people. And so in that case, we just recommend to take it with meals. We would never want someone to have that feeling and think there was something wrong. So, you know, use your discretion with it. Estrone is a great example. I actually take that for PMS, and I do take it on an empty stomach. And I get a little bit of that warming of the ginger, and I sometimes can taste the ginger, but that doesn't bother me, but that's me personally. So just be aware, I think that's another product that says take with meals. It's just whatever's comfortable for you. So use your discretion, but definitely to start out with on a meal, I think makes the most sense for those concentrated herbs.
We're talking with Karina Toledo today about the product line from New Chapter. Of course, you can find the whole line of New Chapter at Stay Healthy. They do send every once in a while coupons. So when you're there, ask to see if they have any coupons that are applicable to what you're purchasing today, because they're really generous about sending those out. But of course, you can talk to anyone at the store about any of the products in the line that we're talking about here. More of your great questions coming up after the break. We'll be right back with Karina. Don't go away.
Did Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You can check out the full line of New Chapter at Stay Healthy every single day. And make sure you ask questions, because everyone there can work with you with any of the products within the line and give you great recommendations. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Give them a thumbs up on Facebook. And remember to bring your questions when you come, because it's a full service environment with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and of course, great lines like New Chapter every single day. We're answering questions today with my guest, Karina Toledo, representing New Chapter. And this question came from four different people. You're going to love this. It says, I've heard you talk about holy basil in the past. I have a lot of friends that use it for stress and for calming and things like that. What do you think of the product? And is it something that I could use and not have to worry about any side effects? I've been on different kinds of medications before for stress and had to go off all of them. I know this is natural. Maybe just wanted your feedback on a holy basil and who should take it, who shouldn't. Now, that variety came in like four different questions from four different people.
Excellent.
So, what do you think?
So many of us are dealing with stress. I know it's so rampant, and it's so difficult because it affects everything in our lives. It affects our sleep. Everyone deals with stress differently, and everybody's stress expresses differently too. So some people, you know, stress makes them want to crawl up and go to sleep all day, and some people stress makes them want to jump out of their skin, right? That anxiousness, that anxiety. And most of us have combinations of both at different times of day. Holy basil truly is a premier herb for stress, and it directly works on cortisol. It can actually bring down cortisol levels. It's incredible for especially that anxiety-related stress. Holy basil is an adaptogen, so it helps the body to adapt to different conditions, and stress, of course, is a big part of that. So it's also really nourishing for the adrenal glands. So holy basil is absolutely a premier go-to for stress. It is safe to take ongoing. It's not something you would need to cycle off. New Chapter's holy basil, I personally like to take first thing in the morning if you have a lot of anxiety. Or if you're really sleepy in the morning, you can save it until later on in the afternoon. But taking it on an ongoing basis can help to really reprogram the system and even help with sleep, which is really important because so many people have, you know, these major cortisol spike in the morning, which is all of us. It's actually what wakes us up in the morning. But then it should decline throughout the day to the point where at night when we're ready to go to bed, then it triggers melatonin release in the body. But unfortunately, so many of us are out of balance that then we're not producing enough melatonin. We're not sleeping well. We're not sleeping through the night. And holy basil can help with that. Another great herb in the New Chapter line for stress is lemon balm. And lemon balm is a little bit different. It's in the peppermint family. It's a little more of a cooling herb. It really stimulates GABA levels in the brain, so it helps with that mood enhancement. It also helps with cognition. Really, if you're one of those people that stress doesn't make you super anxious, but it tends to make you more exhausted and tired, there might be other products in the line that you might see better results from, even than holy basil. Lemon balm is one of them. Also, rhodiola. Rhodiola is a true adaptogen. It helps the body to adapt to stress, and it's used a lot by athletes to give them that energy, endurance. Especially if you're, maybe sleep deprived and you're under a lot of stress, that's a great tool. So there's different herbal products that work for different people, but holy basil is appropriate for everyone, regardless of your constitution. It's just that you might see better results with one of the other formulas, but certainly holy basil is my favorite go-to, and it's excellent for inflammation. It's also used to protect cells from things like radiation damage. It is incredible for so many different benefits in the body.
What about mixing more than one of them together to get a desired effect for you? And maybe somebody wants to use, let's say, lemon balm or rhodiola and holy basil or a combination. Good to go?
For the most part, however, holy basil and rhodiola, there's some interesting science that they don't play really well together.
Okay.
And so Paul Wizzo would always say that he never formulated a product with both of them because he really said that, you know, he felt like they worked so differently, and a lot of the science supports that they work so differently, they should be taken at different times of day. So one person can certainly take both of them. They just would probably want to take them separately. So say in the morning you're feeling exhausted, maybe that's when you take your rhodiola to give you that energy boost. And then in the afternoon, maybe you start to get anxious, then you take holy basil or flip them. You know, in the morning, taking holy basil, resetting the system is kind of how I prefer to take it. And then in the afternoon when I'm feeling sluggish and tired, I'll take the rhodiola because rhodiola doesn't have any caffeine, so that energy boost that you might get from it is not going to be stimulating. It's nourishing. And then lemon balm can fit in with either of those. So you could definitely take lemon balm at the same time as your holy basil or your rhodiola because it's not working as much on cortisol but more on other neurotransmitters in the brain like GABA.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Somebody just chimed in. She said, I've been using the holy basil for quite a while now, and it still works as well now as it did at the beginning. But I hear you mentioning other things. Should I change, or if it's still working, leave it alone? Another great question.
Yeah, I think if it's not broke, don't try to fix it, right? And I think that if the holy basil is working for you, then listen to your body. You know, it's an incredibly nourishing, healing herb. It's a sacred herb throughout India. Stick with it. You know, it's certainly no harm in trying to add something else into the mix, but if you're not dealing with the stress and anxiety that you were prior to taking the product, then I definitely wouldn't change that protocol. You know, there's other things you can certainly add into the line, into your protocol. If you're not taking a multivitamin currently, New Chapter does make a multivitamin called Perfect Calm that has some of the lemon balm that we're talking about, also chamomile, that can really help support the body. There's also a multi called Perfect Energy that also addresses stress, just more of the energy side that includes things like rhodiola, for example. So those might be excellent things to add into the system. You're welcome to try rhodiola if you are maybe adding in a workout, because rhodiola is used, like I said, a lot by sports athletes because it really helps with energy and endurance, or even maca, which balances hormones but also addresses stress. So there's other things you can add into the line, but I would stick with what's working.
All righty. Question. My teenage boys are 16 and 17. They're athletes. They're huge. One is 6'6", one is 6'5". They're big boys, and I'm wondering, do I put them on the standard multi, or do I put them on the older adult? I don't know what to give them because their body uses so much nutrients.
Yeah, great question. You know, I would stick with our Everyman's One Daily. It is... If certainly if they needed a little bit of extra boost, they could also take the Everyman formula that we have, which is a two a day versus a one a day. You know, if they're really burning through, you know, a lot of their energy and working their bodies so hard, they definitely could stand to take a little bit higher doses of our vitamins and minerals. And the two a day formula gives a little bit more of that. But, you know, it's hard to get anybody to take anything consistently. So the most important thing I would say is just consistency. Keeping them on our multi, even if it is just the one a day, can make a huge impact. Also, the fermented maca is totally safe to add in and will give them that energy and endurance and also really support their bodies during stress. And it's not, again, a stimulating energy in any way. It's not an energy supplement that's, you know, that's not safe or that would alter the adrenals in any way. It's giving them energy that's nourishing and sustaining, and maca is a food. So that could also be an additional thing to add into their protocol. But I would stick with the Everyman's version. You don't need to go into the 40-plus. The Everyman's version addresses all of their energy and immune system needs, which is really at their age what's most important. If you wanted a little bit higher potency, just go to the two-a-day.
Now, how do you feel about someone that you know is already taxing and overworking their body at a younger age? Would you ever think about prevention at that point? Bone strength, take care, turmeric, Zyflamend at that age, or is that something we should wait on?
No, you bring up such a great question. Absolutely would go to these herbal tools from a very early age. You know, as we talked about earlier, cultures around the world start introducing these herbs and spices into babies' diets. You know, as soon as the kid starts eating food at 6 months, they're integrating these spices into the foods that they serve them. So we already have a lack of herbs and spices in our diet. And then when you look at, you know, how many of these kids are pushing in athletics, which is amazing, we want to support that and nourish that, but we can make sure that their bodies are supported through that process long-term by integrating herbs. So definitely the turmeric is incredible to add in. Our Zyflamend formula is safe for, you know, teenagers, absolutely not necessarily for young kids. And again, they're pills. So trying to get younger kids to swallow pills is challenging, which is why I talk about, a lot about golden milk and integrating them from the food form. But for teenagers that are working really hard in a regimen like that, yeah, adding in turmeric or Zyflamend. Many teenagers, we're also finding too, are so calcium deficient. And the calcium deficiency starts from a very young age. And, you know, milk is not a very bioavailable source of calcium. So certainly plain yogurt can be a great source of calcium for kids, but it's also safe to integrate the bone strength. We even make an easy swallow, tiny tabs that many kids find is really easy to swallow. And then it's a food, so it's safe, but you're also preventing a lot of the calcium deficiencies that start in adolescence and, of course, become major problems later on in life. So, you know, my daughter wants to do gymnastics, and of course I'm like, oh, only if we double your turmeric, it's so hard on the body. And so it's really important to recognize that these kids are pushing themselves. We want to support that, but we also need to support the body through it. Great.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that for giving her clarity. She just said thank you very much, because that was a live one as well. So this one just came in. It says, I've been on a healthy diet, Jeff, taking my supplements for about 6 months. And about a month ago, I added in the golden black seed because I'm working with cholesterol. I'm working with blood sugar, blood pressure. And I was doing really well, but this made such a difference. I had gone back and heard a podcast of you and Mark a long time ago talking about this. And I thought to myself, why not add it? Does it usually make a difference within a month? Because I'm feeling really good from it, and my doctor says my stats are looking great. That's a good question.
Yeah, I love to hear that. Yes, so the human clinical research on golden black seed is within 4 weeks, people were seeing a difference in their body. Body mass index was affected, waist circumference. It was within 2 months that people started to see a physiological difference when it came to their blood chemistry profile. So that's when we see that impact on blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol. But everybody's different. So if you're seeing, you know, within 1 month differences, even on those other markers, that is excellent. And the human clinical research that was done was not done on New Chapter's formula specifically, but it was done on the exact same dosages that we deliver. And the combinations of turmeric with black seed is excellent for all of these parameters of metabolic syndrome. And the thing is that many people have results even faster than 4 weeks. You know, I love hearing that. I've talked to a couple people that literally took it for a couple of days and felt this dramatic difference in the body. So it's so beneficial for all of these different, you know, issues, including inflammation and pain. It's, of course, excellent, as we mentioned, for all these parameters of metabolic syndrome. It's also even builds collagen in the skin. So it's got all of this really unique side benefits of that formula. So stay on it. I love to hear your results and expect just to keep having more and more better results with it.
Question on the turmeric. Is there a better used dosage? I weigh 220 pounds. I am losing weight and exercising. I'm following the dosage on the label, but I'm feeling that I need more and I don't know how to progress.
Awesome. Yes, listen to your body. So one a day is kind of that standard dose for about a 150-pound person. But as you pointed out, when you are heavier, when you're larger, it's safe to take a little bit more. You know, my husband, who's 220 also, he definitely takes usually two a day Zyflement. But then he also adds in some of our other formulas for inflammation like Zyflement. So turmeric, I've always heard it kind of, you start to feel it. If you're taking too much, you can definitely feel it. Just listen to your system, you know, but I would say two a day is really the most that you would need of our turmeric. Think about adding in some of the other herbal formulas that we make that are also for inflammation. The golden black seed is an excellent go-to. It does have some turmeric in there, but then the black cumin seed is an excellent adjunct. And then Zyflem, which has the rosemary, the ginger, holy basil, you know, this combination of 10 tried and true herbs that really help support and nourish the body. It also has turmeric, but it doesn't have as much as the turmeric force by itself. So maybe try to add in a little bit of those too and find a balance that's really delivering results.
Now, the interesting thing about this line is that, you know, people can feel very comfortable with using these products. And of course, we don't really stress the fermentation as much as we should, because that really does ensure a better chance of getting the results you're looking for. Because, you know, most people today have got a compromised gut, and we've done it to ourselves, the way we eat, what we eat, how we eat, how fast we eat, the amount of food that we eat, and all the carbonated beverages. We haven't really done good things for our stomachs in a long time. So the fermentation process was way ahead of its time, but it's very relevant today.
Absolutely. It's interesting now, all of a sudden, fermentation and cultured food and a lot of, everyone's talking about it more and more, you know, which is excellent, because fermentation is so often misunderstood and overlooked. You know, this process of fermenting food has been done around the globe for eons. It's actually the original way that we preserved food, right? Before we had refrigeration, we were fermenting food. And so it's really important to understand that every culture, around the world has a staple fermented food as part of their diet. And in the United States, we don't, right? Sauerkraut and hot dogs is our American standard staple fermented food. And so when you look at the reason that people take multivitamins, it's to support basically what they're not getting in their diet. And so in formulating New Chapter's multivitamins, you know, our team really wanted to make sure that we were delivering something that was adding benefit to people's diet, even if they were already eating a healthy diet. And most of us are not eating fermented foods every day. And fermented foods, actually, in addition to just delivering foods that are easier to digest, the vitamins and the minerals are so much easier to utilize by the system. But fermented foods also help to heal our microbiome, which is all these bacterial cells living in our body. And there's so much research now that the microbiome, the health of our guts and our gut bacteria, determines our disease risk. 90% of all diseases are being linked back to the gut, the health of the gut, especially mood imbalances too, and stress disorders. In addition to, other diseases, we're not just talking about, irritable bowel syndrome and those types of gut diseases, but also mood disorders. So we can really work to support our whole body by eating fermented foods, because they lay the foundation for the health of our own bacteria. They feed our own good flora. And so New Chapter ferments all of our vitamins and minerals, one, because foods are so hard to digest for many people. Vitamins and minerals are even harder to digest. I'm sure you've heard, many of your guests have probably heard, and you've certainly heard about the stories about finding whole tablets in sewer lines and people aren't digesting anything. And unfortunately, that's pretty common with a lot of supplements, that people aren't really breaking them down and utilizing them very well. The New Chapter ferments our vitamins to ensure that they are incredibly easy to digest and that they are bioavailable. So Perfect. These are food, they're incredibly easy to break down, and they also deliver all of these high antioxidant activity in the body, which is the beautiful thing about fermented foods, is that you actually make more antioxidants, you free all of these new compounds like beta-glucans that support the immune system. So it's kind of like a Trojan horse. We're talking about multivitamins, but what New Chapter is really trying to do is squeeze in an extra serving of fermented food in everyone's diet. So fermentation is a huge foundation of our line and our products. So all of our vitamins and minerals are fermented, all of our multis are fermented, and we also make a line of fermented herbs like the fermented turmeric and fermented maca and fermented aloe and fermented black seed. So all different products, and adding them into your diet is a great way to get that daily serving of a fermented food.
Thank you. That was the best clarity I've ever had. Thank you so much for that. No, I do appreciate it. And our hour is over. It always goes so fast when you're here. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day and a great upcoming weekend and a nice upcoming holiday.
Thank you so much. I love being here with you. Have a great day.
Appreciate Be well. It. Be well, my friend.
Me too.
My guest today, Karina Toledo, representing New Chapter. Always great to have her here. She's just such a great voice of education, and it's always nice to have her here with me in studio. Of course, the full line of New Chapter products available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Full service meaning that you get the most knowledgeable staff, the best and friendliest help you can ever get in a health food store, knowledge, education, information every day. And it's one of those things where I think a lot of us that were raised in the full service environment, a lot of us know what it's like to go to those stores versus today, where we go most places and everything is self-service. You can't get any help or education or knowledge or support. Oh, it's just so frustrating. You will never experience that at Stay Healthy, and you should never experience it when you're dealing with something as important as your health, and you won't at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. A fully packed store with the best of the best every day, the best selection from the best companies, thinking of us first, the consumer, and of course, great prices as well. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to like them on Facebook, because their Facebook posts are awesome. And also go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can actually enter your email address and start getting newsletters and coupons and all kinds of good stuff just for becoming part of the Stay Healthy family and tuning into their webpage. Remember, at their webpage, it's an industry site. So you get updated news always on the homepage and great articles to read, and they change them frequently. So make sure you go there. You don't want to miss any of those articles. Take 10 minutes to relax, read through, learn a lot, and then the next time, learn a little bit more. It's all about our education and information and providing ourselves with the best of the best we can to stay as healthy as possible. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today, a Thursday morning, and I hope it's going to be a great day for you. Remember, my show, the Staying Healthy Radio Show, is here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guest in the industry, as well as the relevant topics, the things we all need to talk about, the things we should be talking about on our own, but they're the things we don't talk enough about. for whatever reason, whether it's we are intimidated or we're frustrated or we're embarrassed or we don't have the information or we've just given up and said, it's the way it is. I'm going to live with it. Fight against it every single day. Push back against ill health. You should never have to live in a mediocrity of a health situation. There's so many things at your fingertips, and work with your medical practitioners. Go in for your checkups, get your blood work done, find out where you are, and then you can start making great decisions. Remember, if you can't tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast on my webpage. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.